That's about the time of the show where I throw out the topics that I don't think are going to work, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's no jingle for this segment,
no.
Because...
This may not work.
Yeah. Bam, bam. Will anybody call? Hell no. I saw this, a Florida jogger out for an early morning run made a gruesome discovery. A human head is lying by the side of the road.
Whoa.
And the runner who found the head in St. Petersburg at about 7 a.m. told police that she'd taken the same route on Sunday, runs every day, and the head was not there.
Okay, so we're narrowing down a window.
Yeah, so an investigation is underway to determine the identity of the victim and the circumstances surrounding the death. They say it's possible the death occurred elsewhere and the head was carried to the roadside by an animal. What do you got there, Skippy?
What is it?
Did you find me a dead rabbit? No! Oh, no. My God. So here's the topic that will not work. What's the weirdest thing you've seen or found on the side of the road? 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-5567. Prizes to the best answers. And you'll probably be the only one who calls. 818-955-5567. What's the weirdest thing that you've seen or found on the side of the road? All right, waiting for the calls to come in. Anybody want to play the topic that won't exist?
Well, I had a lab, speaking of finding a head, I had a golden lab mix. We lived in Indiana, and a lot of times when the hunters would go out and they would field dress a deer, you know, if they weren't interested in keeping the head, they would take off both limbs, the head, leave it, and then field dress the deer, pack it up in a cheesecloth, whatever, and take it out. Well, I was at out in my boyfriend's house. He lived out in the country, and my dog comes running up the driveway, and he's got this with antlers, the whole thing, like a big
deer head,
and he's carrying a deer head.
Did you think it was a weird animal?
Well, I was just like, what? Because I see him first, but he's like struggling, like he's kind of dragging, like trying to get a better grip on it, and he's come up the driveway, and I was just, and it was fresh.
Is that the best dog toy ever?
Oh my God! And then I was like, what do I do? And
he's like, chew on, and a face with juicy eyeballs,
just big old brown juicers. Yeah.
Oh my God! Those big doe eyes.
I was terrible. I said it was a buck.
I said antlers. It wasn't a doe. What?
I know. I said it was a buck. Doe eyes. Yeah, and I was so grossed out. Like, just, oh, God, drop it, drop it, drop it. But, I mean.
Well, you live in Indiana, so how long has it been on your father's wall? You're like,
it's hard to.
My God, that's an 8-pointer. Better take that down to Merle. You'll put it on a mount.
Here's what you learn when you live in a house full of paneling. It's hard to hang a deer head on paneling.
That's not true.
Quite heavy.
I know it's not.
Well, you got to find that stud, but, you know.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
think they found the stud in the panel.
No studs at the Hamilton house.
No.
Well, except for your brother. They called him Mule.
Whatever. He's not. That's true. They did. Ew. MD.
So what's the weirdest thing you've seen or found on the side of the road? This jogger found head. Did you ever find any head on the side of the road, Kevin?
She's not having
I'll take that look as a yes. All right. let's see. Ron's on the phone. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, Frank, Heidi, everybody?
Thank you for calling about this topic. What's the weirdest thing you found on the side of the road or what you've seen? I didn't think it was going to work.
And you said it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
This is for a buddy of mine. He found a motorcycle, dirt bike rider that had crashed and tried to hike out with injuries. He was alone. He succumbed to his elements, and they found him when they were out dirt bike riding and got stuck with the sheriffs all day long. The guy was partially eaten by coyotes.
Oh, my God.
Dog came around the driveway with a helmet in its mouth.
Jesus.
Wow. How long do you think the guy
day for him.
How long do you think the guy had been dead out there?
He didn't tell me. It was probably only a couple of days.
All right. You stay
from
on
the pictures that I saw.
You stay on hold, Ron. So a friend found a body on the side of the road. Ooh. You know, they talk about that Naya Rivera. They possibly found her body based on, like, the picture that she took and the clothing that the body had on and things like that. So they're saying, yes,
we
assume it's her. But they're still waiting. They said they're going to do the dental records.
I know.
So it's like, I don't know how long in the water or whatever, like you said, the animals and stuff. And it's like you couldn't tell. Just like, oh, that's her, that you had to go for dental records at that point. Wow.
They just got to be sure.
All right. We got Adam on the phone. Adam, what's the weirdest thing you've seen or found on the side of the road?
All right, so I was living in Ventura at the time, and we're getting off the exit near the collection in Ventura, in Oxnard, and we get to a stop sign, and I'm sitting in the passenger seat, and I look out the window, and there's, it's got to be at least like a 20-inch dildo just laying in the side of the road.
20 inches?
And it was white, and you could tell it's been run over like 10 times because it's covered in black tire tracks. And
so
it was road hard.
So where is the dildo now? Did you pick it up?
I tried convincing my friend to pick it up. He wasn't going for it.
We found it on the street. It's a rescue dildo. we kept it. It's fine. We washed it, cleaned it all up, yeah. And it's fine now.
Heidi has several of those living in her nightstand. She shelters dildos. Adam, definitely stand hold. You are in the running for the strangest thing ever seen or found on
Adopt,
the side
don't shop.
Of the road. All right, next is Peter. Hello, Peter.
Well, that's ironic.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
All right, the topic that I didn't think would work seems to be going well so far. So what's the weirdest thing you've seen or found on the side of the road?
I found a metal box on the side of the road, opened it up, and there was a human toe in it.
And now, was it the big toe or one of the little piggies that went to the market?
No, the biggest toe.
Oh, so wow. was the box big, or was the box like toe size to fit the toe, like almost like you would a ring, like it matched the size?
It was like almost the size of like a jewelry box, a small jewelry box.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the hell is that story?
I had to call it.
Tow truck?
Yeah, I had to call it. Yeah, I had to call it tow truck.
Is that the joke? Was this a joke, Peter?
Yes, it is.
It was a joke? You son of a bitch! Yeah. You're not winning! I bought it!
It's a good storyteller.
All right, next up is Ian. Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Morning.
What's the strangest thing you found on the side of the road?
Do you guys remember when that house was on the side of the 101 in Universal City?
No. What year did that happen?
All right. Living in L.A., you drive around, you see all sorts of strange stuff on the freeway, and one day I'm driving through, Studio City there, and there's a house literally in the shoulder of the freeway. Some dude was trying to move his house from, like, South L.A. up to, like, Santa Clarita, and I think he's trying to save gas or something, and so he took a left on the 101 when he had, like, you know, a route up on the 5. And he clipped a couple bridges with his trailer, and he just left his house there for like 2 months.
I do not remember that.
I don't either. That's amazing.
On the road for 2 months.
Yeah, you can look it up. They were tagging it. I think someone tried to move into his house. So, and then LA Times took out a page that said, Jake, come pick up your house.
Ian, you definitely stay on hold. Eric, did you look up that story?
I did. I can't find a picture because it's so old that when they originally posted the article, it had a picture to it, but now it's just expired. But it happened in 2007.
Oh, wow.
And he didn't leave it for 2 months. It stayed there for 10 days. House abandoned along Hollywood Freeway for 10 days after hitting an overpass.
Trailer home, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, mobile
and
home.
And it hit the overpass, and then just the car kept going.
Oh my God. Like, what am I going to do?
All right, let's see. Let's go to Terrence. He's next in the little topic that could. Yes, what's the weirdest thing you ever have seen or found on the side of the road?
As a kid, I grew up in Alabama, and I used to run on the road all the time, like miles and miles and miles. Truckers throw out pornography all the time.
Wow. Why would they throw it out?
They're done with it, I guess. Magazines, just magazines. Magazines littering the sides of the road when I was a kid running around.
So is that why you ran so much in Alabama? Because you were out there running for porn?
Yeah.
He's the original Forrest Gump.
I had a horrible home life as a kid. I just Aww. Couldn't stand being at home. So I always used to go running. And, you know, the roads were really long in Alabama.
Wow, a horrible home life as a kid, and then your guardian angel would spread porn out for you along the trail. That's so nice.
He deserves it. Trucker porn.
Thank you. Stay on hold, Terrence. You're definitely in the running for the craziest thing seen on the side of the road.
His sexual imprinting must be pretty out there.
Like if what he has to do to...
He got imprinted, Frank, on trucker porn. I think, imagine what truckers have seen, what they have to look at.
I don't think it's pictures of nude truckers. I think it's...
what truckers like.
But yeah. Truckers like all porn.
All right.
What would actually excite a trucker?
Well, yeah, I mean, they've seen so much, just being on the road and the lot lizards. It's like, what are they going to be able to look at? Just a two-dimensional image that's going to, you know, really do it for
them. You ever flash a trucker? or stick your ass out the window to the trucker?
Yeah. Oh, well, because I was obsessed as a kid and teen to get him to honk, so I would do anything.
So you bare-assed it and stuck it out the window, a bunch of girls in the car.
I've mooned a trucker. Yes, that's absolutely happened.
You ever mooned a trucker or flashed a trucker?
No. Ew, a trucker? Why would I do that?
I mean, how about anybody? There's a couple of your friends I can imagine. It's like the one friend that's not you who, like, stick your ass out the window, and they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bree.
Bree, for sure.
She's a total trucker mooner.
But we usually do it, like, I mean, like, I've flashed to get free parking, like, which is a very minimal thing to do. You know what I mean? Like, that.
Where would you flash to get free parking?
We were going to a club. I don't know. Yeah, it was stupid. But I'm not saying it was smart, but at the same time, like, there's no benefit. Why would I moon or flash a trucker? There's no
purpose. Just for the thrill.
So he goes, I mean, I can just pull my arm up and down and then
go, well, that's not working. If you do that, sometimes they'll be like, I don't know. And you're like, oh, come on. And then you're like, yeah!
How old do you think you were, Heidi?
Probably 16.
Wow. Was he driving Wayfair trucks? Wow, 16 years old. Like, I mean, maybe she'll see a little more there.
Well, you know, I looked very womanly.
All right. So we got Ron, who found a dead body on the side of the road.
Jesus.
Let's see. We got... Terrence, who ran in Alabama, found all the trucker porn we talked
about. That's right, yeah.
Ian found that house on the side of the road that fell off the trailer in 2007 on the 101. Adam found a 20-inch dildo just looking out the window.
That's right.
At a stop sign.
Is that a...
Mitch wants to join the party. Hello, Mitch.
How's it going, man?
What's the strangest thing you ever found on the side of the road?
Well, my buddy, it just happened to him last week. He was actually technically on a river on the side of the road. He was going swimming, dove in, ran into a human leg under the water.
Oh my God!
Wait, what body of water?
Yeah, well, it turns out that I guess some psycho killed his girlfriend, burnt her car, chopped up her body into the river. So he reported to the police, obviously, and then they said, "Yeah, we've been looking for this for the past week or so." So needless to say, he actually spent the day with the sheriffs, and then ended up later actually going up the river and going swimming. So I was pretty proud of him.
Oh, I don't know, man.
I think that's done for the day.
I'm going home.
Yeah, I think I'm done for the day. Yeah.
Did it have a shoe on it?
I don't know. I didn't get that specific with him, but I know he was pretty freaked out.
Was it knee down or thigh down?
I didn't get all the details.
Dude, you're a horrible interviewer.
If my friend goes, I found a leg in the elevator. Yeah, me too.
Well, I asked him how he knew, how he knew it was a leg, and he goes, I opened my eyes underwater and I saw it. I'm like, God! And then he grabbed it with a stick and moved it to the side of the river because, he had to go get the sheriff and whatnot.
Oh my God, was it, were the toenails painted?
Had she shaved her legs?
No. Yeah, was it shaved?
Oh my God!
Did she have mosquito bites? Because I do. They're everywhere. I really want to connect to the story somehow.
All right, Mitch. Thank you. Stay on hold. You're definitely in the running for the craziest thing down the side of the road. Dan found a giant iguana that looked like a dinosaur. Neil found Bob Dylan's son Jacob Dylan's driver's license.
Oh damn!
On the side of the road.
God, you 9 o'clockers are really something else.
I know. Nick found the Chuck E. Cheese head.
That would be scary. I'd be like, what happened to Chuck E. Cheese? Mr. Cheese, are you okay?
Let's
been kidnapped, like Howie Mandel.
Wayne found a dead body on the side of the road, too. Hello, Wayne.
Damn.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Tell us about this dead body you found.
Yeah, I used to work for the railroad. So I had to go out and check the crossings where all the people, where the cars do the crossings.
Yeah, that's called a crossing. Yeah.
And, sorry, I'm nervous.
It's okay.
Anyway, where the gates are, there's a house, and that's where all the equipment's at. So you go check out what's in there. Anyway, I walk up, and there's rats everywhere when I walk up, and it stinks. So I look around, there's a dead body laying there. And rats have ate his face off.
Oh, my God. Do you wake up in the middle of the night seeing that eyelidless face?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you never lose them out.
But the teeth were all that was left.
Now,
and he was swelled up because he'd been laying out there for like 3 days. Because it was a holiday weekend.
Was there any other part of him eating, like noticeably eaten, or was it just his face?
Well, mostly his face because he did have clothes on, you know, and I didn't bother touching him, so I didn't look to see if they were underneath his clothes doing all that. But, yeah, his whole face was, eyes were gone. You know, and I found this at 2 in the morning by myself out there in the dark.
Did you scream?
It was just a total like, oh.
I think I
just screamed. No, I was like, I started to run when I saw it. But then I caught myself and like, okay, you know, nothing's going to happen here. But I called the police. They brought everybody out. They picked the guy up, and he broke in half.
Oh, my God.
You know, who has that job to go out and pick up dead bodies and, like, they just break in half on you? It's like, you grab the feet, and I'll grab the arms. And oh, no.
You feel like a weird magician.
Go get the wheelbarrow.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe what ran out. You know, it looked like that slime stuff that was just like.
Did you think did he get hit by a train, or was it like a murder situation and he was dumped?
I think he was probably a homeless guy that was just probably living along the railroad tracks and
went in the house and died.
I don't know how he ended up being there.
All right, stay on hold. Now we got to vote, folks.
Damn, that's impossible.
From Wayne, who just found that dead body story. We got Ron, whose friend found the dead body. So I think since Wayne found the body, he beats out Ron, whose friend
Correct.
Found the dead body. So Ron, sorry, on line 6. No.
But good story, though.
Let's see.
Ooh.
Terrence found a bunch of porn from truckers. Nah, I don't think that beats dead body.
Mm-mm.
Ian found the house on the side of the road. But a lot of people did that because they had to drive by it for like 9 days in 2007. So nah. Adam found a 20-inch dildo. Been run over several times.
Funny, but
I think he's still in the running. 20-inch dildo. Now, we didn't even talk to Nick, but the Chuck E. Cheese head.
Yeah.
I'll leave him in it, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Mitch's friend found a human leg.
Yeah, that's good, too.
Yeah, but I think that was in a river. It went on the side of the road, so no, not really technically the topic.
Okay.
So, all right, we got Wayne's dead body, Nick's Chuck E. Cheese head, or Adam's 20-inch dildo. Who wins? The strangest thing found on the side of the road. What is your vote? Sammy.
Wayne. He can't unsee what he saw.
Right. Heidi.
Wayne.
Johnny.
Dildo.
Jordan.
I gotta go with Wayne.
Gotta go with Wayne?
Yeah, Wayne. Yeah, come on. He broke in half.
Oh, okay.
The
Wayne,
rats
I'm
were
sorry.
Eating his eyeballs out. Wayne.
Wayne, I'm sorry, Adam. If the dildo would have broken half, you would have probably been in the running a little longer. But no, Wayne, you won.
All right.
That old homeless guy won your prize. And what is that prize? Well, you, my friend, are going to go to the KLOS Presents Dirty Honey Lockdown Live from the legendary Viper Room. You're not going to go, but you're going to be there live streaming the concert. It's going to be Friday, July 24th at 7:30 p.m. A virtual streaming ticket's available for you. You got them, but if you want to buy them, you can go to dirtyhoney.veeps.com and for $9.55, plus a little small service fee, you're going to be a part of that virtual concert as well. So
if you could give that to a vet, that'd be great.
All right, I'll give it to the next veteran in honor of you, Wayne, and that dead guy on the railroad tracks. Thank you so much.
Woo.
So if you want that veteran, 818-955-KLOS. Give us a call.